Good evening. It's Wednesday, February the 27th. And it's just after 9 p.m. here in luxurious and amazing Little Saigon, Seattle. And the topic for tonight is the topic of the guru. The guru. That's golf uniform, Romeo uniform, guru. I had a conversation via messaging technologies with somebody, and they used the word guru in my context, and it made me feel uncomfortable. It was a pretty cool person, cool dude, decent person. But the word guru freaks me out. I don't believe in them. If you ask me, do I have a guru? Yeah, my guru is Jesus Christ. Okay, that sounds crazy, but that's my guru. Jesus Christ. There you go. I go to the New Testament. I try to learn some stuff. Am I still trying to understand the Bible? Yes. Did I intend to have a big convo about the Bible just now? No. But if you ask me, Dan, do you have a guru? Yes. It's Jesus Christ. That's my guru. And I think beyond that, everyone should be their own guru. I don't have good thoughts about gurus because I think that people who are gurus come awfully close to being like, you know, cult leaders. And I know there are people out there who will say, well, I have a guru that's really wise. My guru has consulted me on the shape of my stool. I can now communicate with different types of birds and some fish. And I think that's great. If you can do all those things because of your guru, congratulations. But like I said, my guru is Jesus Christ. So there you go. I don't have one on earth. I don't need or desire one. Now you could say, do you have teachers? And that's a different question, and that's a different reality. Everybody has people in their life that can be called teachers. And we all have teachers. People come along, they give us some info. Maybe they're just there as like mentors and teachers, or maybe they're just there to like give you some confidence. But who knows? We have people in our life that influence us in positive ways. And they take on different roles, sometimes teachers, sometimes family members, whatever. That's fine. They're not really gurus, but they're there to help. Beyond that, I don't know what to tell people because I don't like gurus. I think of cult leaders. I think of Jim Jones. I think of people that create situations of pain and misery because of belief systems gone awry. You know, I could do a lot of things. I could talk to myself right now. Instead, I'm talking into a recorder. I'm talking into a microphone. I could talk at the walls and just talk and talk and talk. And you know what? And you know what the real value of that is? Probably, I don't know, maybe zero, maybe nothing. If you have nothing else you can do tonight other than listen to a middle-aged, burned-out person talk about their life, then I guess, yeah, here's something to listen to. But I'm not a big fan of gurus. I'm not. There are people out there who victimize other people. They say, hey, I've got this amazing philosophy, and I'm going to change the world, and I'm going to be an entrepreneur, and I'm going to have a multi-level scheme. And I think that's great. I don't want to have anything. I don't want to have anything to do with it, and neither should you. Are there leaders? Yeah, there are leaders. There are people out there who take the lead. Sometimes they're entrepreneurs. Sometimes they're worth following, if that's what they are. But they're not magical little elves. They're not from another universe. You know, they're people. It's one thing to say, well, there's this dude, and he's a leader, or she's a leader, and she's an entrepreneur, and she wants to start a business, and she wants to hire me. Well, that's not a cult, okay? But if someone comes along and says, well, if you don't do something, the entire, you know, whatever is not going to ever work and everything just depends upon you, that sounds more like a cult. Now, gurus suck. You know, I really think that's the case. I mean, are there people who legitimately deserve to be called gurus? You know, let's look up what Google says a guru is, because I'm curious. I think it maybe it means teacher or wise, whatever, leader, blah, blah, blah. But let's just see. Spiritual teacher. Influential teacher. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't, you know, guru is great. And yeah, I guess you could say, but the problem is that's just about everybody. Okay? Other than God, other than Jesus Christ, and the way I look at the world, you will encounter all sorts of people in this life, and sometimes there'll be people who help, and sometimes there'll be people who harm. It's kind of related to that whole concept of the stranger. Sometimes a stranger is a good person, sometimes a stranger is not so good. So, yeah, the guru thing, I just don't like. I don't know what to say. If people require someone to tell them how to live, then fine. But all I can tell you is how to fail, in my opinion. I mean, I figured out a lot of different ways to achieve mediocrity. I figured out a couple dozen ways to ensure that I just basically barely make it across the finish line. And that's after everybody's gone home. So I'm not really sure. If someone were to say, well, Dan, you know, I got to listen to somebody. Well, okay, fine. But why would you listen to me in that sense? I mean, I really don't know what to tell you beyond the fact that it would be great. If someone said, well, Dan, wouldn't it be great if people listened to you and you made money doing this? I suppose I would have to up my game at that point. I mean, it would give me reasons to actually set some goals, but I don't know what to tell you. This is the kind of magical world we live in, where the real world, the honest world, the true world, is a world where there's a lot of pain and suffering and misery and bullshit. It's not make-believe. That's the thing about a lot of gurus, is they'll, and I mean this in a negative way. I mean, if it means spiritual teacher, fine. If it means something positive for you, fine. But I don't know. The word guru means negative for me. But a lot of these people, they'll come along and they are really, truly grifters, con artists. They don't, you know, it's like L. Ron Hubbard. Do you think, you really think he believed his bullshit? Maybe he did, but it must have driven him crazy. It was bullshit. But whether it's L. Ron Hubbard or Jim Jones or any of these other freaks, they sell a completely upside down reality. They get under your skin. They manipulate your ego. And if you're lucky, you survive it. If you're really lucky, you figure it out fast. I've had to do that, you know, at least once. Yeah, the Goat King. The Goat King was a kind of guru. But the point is that, yeah, these gurus can be cult leaders and they can be dangerous. I would just assume people figure out a way to be their own guru. I'm not saying don't have a minister. There's a minister at a church I'm trying to go to. He seems like a good guy. I'm hoping I learn something from this minister. That doesn't mean that my entire moral being is invested in this minister. That's very different. That would be crazy. Okay? Expecting the minister to hopefully be wise and teach a few things is a very different thing from I'm going to worship him in some way or consider him in touch with something, you know, beyond a certain level. Well, of course, if he's a good minister, he's in touch with Christ. But you all know what I'm talking about. It's like these, you have to kind of recognize at some point what you believe, and that's fine. But you also have to recognize that there are a lot of people out there who will take advantage of your beliefs. You know, they'll claim to be like that dude. God, I don't even want to say his name, but the dude from Brazil, John of God or whatever. People like that who would, in the name of God, take advantage of people and abuse them. Take advantage of people, abuse children in the name of God. These are terrible people. These are evil people, okay? These are the Antichrist, not the capital A, but definitely the small A. So I think you got to be careful of people who are gurus or people who say, I've got the secret path to the six-pack ab. Listen, I've never had a six-pack ab. I guess at some point, if I were younger, I'd care. At this point in my life, having six-pack abs doesn't do it for me. I don't have a method. So if you're hoping that I had a method for the six-pack, other than drinking one, I don't. I don't have a secret to become rich. Holy crap. That would be funny. I suppose I have a secret on how to become poor, but even that takes a while with my method. It's not overnight. You don't get there fast. But you get there. Yeah, I have a super method for poverty. You know, you can learn it in a week. It's very difficult. It costs a lot of money. Ugh. That's the thing, though, is that people get suckered into a belief system that somebody, whomever, whatever, for whatever reason, someone else is going to be that source of wisdom. And I do think that there's a kind of positive thing to this. Like, I do think people look out for each other at points in their life. I don't think everything is just random. I think that there are good people that come into people's life. I think that's true. But I wouldn't call them gurus. I just call them good people. Beyond that, you got to be your own guru, you know? Or I should say, you got to figure out your own shit, especially when it comes to religion. If you're looking for someone else to be your conscience or be your soul or be your connection to God, I think that's crazy. You need to be your own connection to God. If God is your thing, if you're an atheist, you just need to be your own fucking person. Be careful of these people that come out of nowhere saying, I know what it all means, everything. If, you know, they're not Jesus Christ. So if they're not, then they're lying. They don't know. Just be careful. I know I don't know. I know with certainty, like I said, if I had a power method, it would be the power method to achieving no power. And frankly, I don't care about power. Would I like to have a little more money? Sure. I can't tell you how many people would say that these days, right? It would be nice to actually have more money. It would be nice not to worry about paying for food or housing. It would be nice to feel enough peace of mind to think that there's a future. But all this is fantasy. All this is make-believe. The power method I'm selling is a method to achieve total poverty in the shortest amount of time. That's the only thing I sell. It's basically failure. Now, you can listen to it and say, well, it sounds wise. And maybe sometimes it does. But what does that really mean? I mean, I am a reasonably educated person. And I've experienced my life in certain slices. And there are a lot of people who'd say that I'm a son of a bitch, and some who might say I'm okay. But the bottom line is that this is just a life, and it's a mess. if you, especially if you see it absent, God or religion, it's just a total mess. And it's really difficult to find anything of significance beyond, eat, sleep, fuck. That's it. Eat, sleep, and do it. And, poop and pee. And that's pretty much the whole thing, the whole picture, until you die. Oh, you might go to a store, you might buy some shit, you might get promoted, you might get that award, you might get to stand in the limelight. Well, that would be great. But what the fuck does that mean? See, I think that there is worthy meaning in this life, but it's not obvious, and a lot of it is a matter of figuring it out on your own. It's not to say that people can't help. That's not the point. But these are just the kind people you meet along the way. Is it possible that you meet angels along the way? Well, if you believe in God, and I do, you have to admit the existence of angels. But I know that I'm not an angel. And at times I think I'm pretty dark. So people meet good people along the way. That doesn't make those people special other than being good people, which is fine, which is pretty special by itself these days, to run into people who are kind, who are willing to listen, who don't immediately judge us for who they think we might be, based upon a very small amount of information. I mean, that is, I think maybe that's the thing we're talking about. There was once a day and age where people had communities, where they lived amongst people that when they walked out the door, people would know if they were there or not. I said this in another podcast, but it's worth repeating. If you were missing today, if you were gone, would you be missed? If you weren't available, if you weren't here, would you be missed? Who would miss you? There are a lot of people these days who would say no one if they didn't have a job, and even if they had a job, they might say no one. So this, I think the thing that the guru takes advantage of, or I shouldn't say the guru, but the cult leader or the con artist, the social engineer, they take advantage of the fact that there are a lot of lonely people out there. A lot of people who need somebody or want somebody to talk to. The guru takes advantage of loneliness, almost above all other things. And this is the other thing too. I would contend, and I could be wrong, that Satan probably takes advantage of exactly the same shit. And loneliness, of all of the situations that people find themselves in, loneliness can be one of the worst. The most open to attack. A person's vulnerable when they're lonely. A person is willing to, a person's willing to do a lot of things when they're lonely that they wouldn't do if they weren't. And that's the thing about having money. If you have money, what does that mean if you're lonely? It doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot, actually. It's just money. It's like 2015. Financially, 2015 was a great year for me. But if I'm really, truly honest with myself, existentially, it was a dark year. It was a year, 2015 and part of 2016, when I just kind of wished the world would catch fire, because that's what it deserved. Now, I wasn't going to go and do anything to cause that. I wasn't going to go harm anybody. But that feeling, that desire that everything should just go straight to hell. Yeah, that was a lot of 2015 and 2016 to some extent. And truly, maybe it remained that way. Maybe it's still a little bit like that. I'd like to think I'm getting better, but maybe I'm not. Maybe I still feel that way. I don't know. But I'm no fucking guru, and I wouldn't want to be one. Would it be nice to get paid to do shit like this, where I could talk to you via podcast or on the radio? I don't know. Actually, I'd probably do that job just because it would be great to have a job make some money doing something I didn't totally hate. And I don't totally hate doing this, obviously. But it's not, it doesn't seem like a kind, it doesn't seem remotely like reality. It seems like another one of these fantasies people get basically get sucked into. A lot like the guru thing. In a lot of ways, there is a collective delusion that has settled across the quote unquote advanced world. It is a collective delusion. It is this belief that somehow we're all going to get through this okay. And I think it's weird. It's not based on reality, it's not based on observation, it's based on wishful thinking. If everyone just stays busy, it's almost as if you're on the Titanic, and if everyone just pretends nothing's happening, just stays busy, everything will be fine. That pretty much feels like the world today, much of it, at least life in the city. Just stay really busy, just stay focused on your phone, don't look around. It's kind of like there's demons out there. As long as you don't make eye contact, you're fine. Everything's fine, there's no issue. Just stay busy. As long as you stay busy, you won't see anything. As long as you stay busy, you won't notice anything going awry, any issues, any problems. You're just so busy. And I gotta say, that's part of what it feels like sometimes, that it's a lot of insanity done on purpose. Not a lot of reason for it, not a lot of true justification, just a lot of chaos done on purpose. Just stay busy. And that is the world. And if that's the world, then I don't know. This guru thing got me down. I mean, I guess there are good gurus, maybe. I don't know. If a person is truly a spiritual teacher, no strings attached, doesn't go around collecting fees. But then someone could say, well, how does the guru make a living? Well, I don't know. How does the guru make a living? Is that a great kind of question? How does the guru make a living? Probably based on donations. Probably like, it's in the Bible. People leave offerings for the priests. Probably something like that. I don't know. How should the guru make a living? This is the thing. I don't know. If someone could pay me to podcast so I could actually just pay rent and eat, I would do that for a job, at least for a while, maybe for a year or two. I might even up my game a bit, get the Yamaha back, who knows? But that's not going to happen. And I'll never come out and say I'm a guru. I guess I could get away with it. I could pretend to be one. I could come up with some power methodology and get people suckered into my 12-step or 14-step or 8-step scheme, maybe a 5-step method. And my 5-step method will revolutionize your abs and your confidence. And you'll have a Tesla and it won't catch fire with my 5-step scheme. And that's the thing. I could probably do that, but I would just feel so terrible. I would sell these infomercial cassette tapes and other types of crapola, and people would get suckered into it, and then they'd have to get in on all the side deals. All the frickin', here's this new Veggie 12 drink, Veggie12 drink, make sure you sell it. You know, get your friends in on it, on the Veggie12 blended carrot sauce drink. It's bullshit. Nobody wants that carrot sauce drink. And I guess that's what I would say, is that gurus do that. They sell you shit you don't need. A lot of them suck. So just be careful of gurus. That's all I ask. When you're out there and somebody says they got the secret deal, just be careful. That's all I ask.